when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
That very jazzy three-quarter rendition of Richard Rodgers comes to us courtesy of the Ralph Sharon Trio. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Maytime Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that little melody is something you may or may not know. Of course, when we think of waltzes, we always think of Richard Rodgers, who gave us the Carousel Waltz and Out of My Dreams and many, 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 many great songs in the musical canon. But we are going to look towards those estimable folks at City Center Encores, which is planning a revival in concert of the Richard Rodgers Stephen Sondheim musical from 1965, Do I Hear a Waltz, which is one of my favorite shows. Wonderful score. No one really knows it terribly well. That's going to happen from May 11th to May 15th at City Center. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to gamble through the Richard Rodgers canon in jazz. And when you think of Rodgers in jazz, obviously you think of Rodgers and Hart, who wrote so many great jazzy songs during the era of jazz in the 20s and 30s and early 40s. But I thought we'd take another pathway and we would do a Heartless Jazz with Rodgers. So that's a kind of clumsy title. I'm sure Rodgers or Hart or Sondheim would have cleaned it up better. But today is Richard Rodgers, Heartless and in Jazz. And we'll listen to songs from shows that he wrote with Hammerstein, but also that he wrote with himself as a lyricist and, of course, with Stephen Sondheim. In 1962, he did his first solo show, kind of a big deal. He produced it, and he wrote the music, and he wrote the lyrics, and it did very well. It's also a show that we don't get to see as much as perhaps we should, but it was catnip to the jazz artists of the early 60s. So many people covered songs from the show. Interesting phenomenon. Here is one of my favorite singers, Chris Connor, to sing the opening song from No Strings, music and lyrics by Richard Rodgers.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere for me. The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere for me.
And the sweetest sounds are waiting for our listeners here on Broadway to Main Street. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and today we're going to look at the swinging jazz sounds of Richard Rodgers, sort of with Hammerstein, with himself, and with Sondheim. So Karen Allison is a favorite singer of one of my close friends and colleagues here at the station, Bonnie Grice, and she recorded a lovely album called Many a New Day of Rodgers' tunes in a jazz vein. Here is her version of I Can't Say No from Oklahoma.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go, just when I ought to say nix. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss him back. I'm just a fool when lights are low. I can't be prissy and quaint. I ain't the type that can faint. How can I be what I ain't? I can't say no. Thank you. just a girl who can't say no. Can't seem to say it at all. I hate to disappoint a beau when he is paying a call. For a while I act refined and cool, sitting on the velveteen settee. Then I think of that old golden rule and do for him what he would do for me. I can't resist a Romeo in a sombrero and chaps. As soon as I sit on their laps, something inside of me snaps. I can't say no. I can't say no. I can't say no.
Karen Allison, a singer we always like to say yes to, from her album Many a New Day. Well, the jazz pianist Fred Hirsch is a sort of genius minimalist, and he devoted an entire album to the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, bypassing Hart entirely. One of my favorite songs from their canon was a big hit that Perry Como had in 1953 called No Other Love, and here is Fred Hirsch to serve it up in a very romantic and wistful way. No Other Love, from the musical Me and Juliet, music by Richard Rodgers.
special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special horse. Your own special dreams. Blue. Shine in the streams. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams. Bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, you will find me where the sky meets the sea. My, your special island, come to me, come to me.
Stacy Kent making us wish we could just grab a canoe or a pontoon or whatever you grab and paddle over to the exotic, sensual island of Bali High. John Coltrane took the music of Rodgers, Rodgers and Hammerstein, one of the last things they wrote, My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music in 1959, and turned it into a jazz classic. I would say it is one of, if perhaps not the greatest, jazz interpretation of a Broadway song. It's very long. It's about 12 minutes, so we're going to perhaps do it, as they say, some other time. But a close second for me is his rendition of a beautiful song from the TV musical Cinderella, which Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote in 1957. Do I love you? Because you're beautiful. Here is John Coltrane to bring it home. Thank you. John Coltrane, aided and abetted by Donald Byrd with his quintet. Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful, 1964 recording for Rodgers and Hart. Classic, I think, should be known better. Well, we know, sadly, that Oscar Hammerstein died in 1960, and Richard Rodgers, never one to sit in the back seat and let life pass by, decided to take his career by the horns, as it were, and write lyrics himself. Here, we're going to jump a little ahead, 1965, to the film of The Sound of Music, for which he wrote two new songs, music and lyric both. The first one is a little jumbled. You'll remember it a little bit from the movie as a montage where Julie Andrews goes to the Von Trapp estate. And the second one, I think, is a classic on any level. Here is the Harry Allen Quintet with Rebecca Kilgore playing and singing about how much confidence they have, which Richard Rodgers must have had as well.
What will this day be like, I wonder? What will my future be, I wonder? It could be so exciting to be out in the world, to be free. My heart should be wildly rejoicing. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed for adventure, to do the things I've never dared. Now here I'm facing adventure, then why am I so scared? A captain with 7 children, what's so fearsome about that? Oh, I must stop these doubts and these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back. I must dream of the things I am seeking. I am seeking the courage I lack. The courage to serve them with reliance. Face my mistakes without defiance. Show them I'm worthy, and while I show them, I'll show me. I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumbers. When you wake up, it's healthy all. I trust I leave my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. I have confidence in confidence alone. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. will be firm but kind. And all those children, oh heaven bless them, they will look up to me and mind me. With each step I am more certain everything will turn out fine. Oh, I have confidence the world will all be mine. They'll have to agree I have confidence in me. Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth. Somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, I must have had a moment of truth. 'Cause here you are standing there loving me, whether or not you should. Somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. Somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something.
Well, Karen Allison certainly recorded something good. That was from her new album, Many a New Day, her version of a Rogers song from The Sound of Music. Hello, this is your host, Larry Maslon, for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're taking a trip through the work that Richard Rogers did with Hammerstein and after, but very specifically in a jazz vein. So, Rogers, Heartless, and Jazzy. As I said earlier, No Strings was a show that he was the single mastermind behind. It was a contemporary romance between a black model and a white journalist in Paris, contemporary, 1962. The score, the orchestration, had no strings. Get it? And it spawned a real cottage industry of great singers tackling the score. First, we'll hear the one and only Nat King Cole.
Look no further, look no further.
Look
still. Don't move an inch away. Stay. Stay with one who loves you. Look no further, dear. No more searching, that's through. This is the journey's end, friend. Friend has turned to lover. Look no further, dear. Why must you wonder? Heaven isn't far. Rest where you are. I'm the nearest star. I can see you right there, making my life complete, sweet. Sweet it is to hold you. Look no further, dear. Look no further, dear.
Look no further. Be still. Don't move an inch away.
Why must you wonder? Heaven isn't far. Rest where you are. I'm the nearest star. I can see you right there, making my life complete, sweet. Sweet it is to hold you. Look no further, dear. Look no further, dear.
Look no further.
The moon is bright when you're in love. The skies are always fair. A million stars are spread above. Love makes the world go square. Dumb little words are brilliant. Numb reactions become resilient. Love has such a pretty sound. You have to learn to care. If money makes the mare go, love makes the world go square. Race is to the swift, my friend. But haste makes waste, mon cher. Besides, love laughs at locksmiths. Love makes the world go square. Who needs to think in May time? Zen Buddhism is not for hay time. Thought is naught and mind is blind. When music's in the air, just murmur low, I love you. Love makes the world.
Is there anyone less square in the entire Western civilization history dating back to, I don't know, the ancient Egyptians, who is less square than Bobby Short? That was Bobby Short from No Strings, an after theater version. So I said earlier, there was something about Roger's music in the early 60s and what people were recording that really took off. And there were just there was a Billy May version of the show. There was a Ralph Burns version of the show. A lot of people covered songs from No Strings. And that was from the after theater version put out by Atlantic Records. Here's our friend Chris Connor. We heard her at the top of the show, and she's going to sing a lovely ballad that doesn't get enough play called Nobody Told Me from No Strings.
Nobody told me love was made of lightning. Nobody warned me love would make me quake. No one suggested I would not be rested if night after night I lay awake alone. Should they have told me love was made of hunger, crimson surrounded by blue? Nobody told me, no, not even
It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money and then some money and loads of lovely love. Wise ones go for quality. I've got the answer now. It's not how much, but how. I do not ask for bliss, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money. I just want money. I just want money.
Nancy Wilson, Crushing It, from No Strings, Richard Rodgers' score, music and lyrics. Well, one of the reasons we're turning our attention to Richard Rodgers today is those estimable folks at City Center Encores are reviving his 1965 musical with lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, Do I Hear a Waltz, from May 11th to 15th, and no fan of the musical theater should miss this production. Tony Bennett sang the big ballad that was sung by Sergio Franchi in the show on a Columbia release. He sort of jazzes it up a bit, so let us hear Tony Bennett take the moment.
Take the moment. Let it happen. Hug the moment. Make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment. Or the moment will have passed. All the noises buzzing in your head,
buzzing in your head,
warning you to wait. What for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment. Make the moment many moments more. Let it happen. Hug the moment. Make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment. Or the moment will have passed. All the noises buzzing in your head, what for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment, make the moment many moments more. Make for us a thousand more.
Tony Bennett delivering an up-tempo version of the great ballad Take the Moment from Do I Hear a Waltz. I think that song is as fine as anything Rodgers wrote with Hammerstein or Hart, lyrics, of course, by Stephen Sondheim. In the musical, the character is a very passionate Italian, so why shouldn't we have Tony Benedetto, as he was once known, record it? Do I Hear a Waltz is also a wonderful song, a great exploration in three-quarter time, which was Rodgers' métier. Here is Wesley Whitfield to do a great little cabaret version, and you'll see how brilliantly her band weaves in some other waltzes, I think one or two by Rodgers. And I always enjoy Rodgers' jazz sensibility. He was not personally a jazzy guy, but as the great Dr. Billy Taylor once told me personally, jazz musicians just love riffing on his chords because they're so solid, you can make great music with them. So, with Wesley Whitfield, we will sign off from our Richard Rodgers, heartless but jazzy.
Do I hear a waltz? Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band, and I don't understand it at all. Oh, I can't hear a waltz. Oh, my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? Is it you? I do hear a waltz. I see you and I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz. Don't you hear a waltz? Such lovely blue Danube music, how can you be still? You must hear a waltz. Even strangers are dancing now. An old lady is dancing in her flat. She's dancing with her cat. Roses are dancing with peas. Must be me. Do I hear a waltz? I want more than to hear a waltz. I want you to share it, 'cause oh my dear, do I hear a waltz? Thank you.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.